Welcome to the Sportscast, October 6, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on our website, thesportscast.net. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker and also download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. You can listen to our radio station there. You can listen to all the podcasts and read the latest news. No Taylor Swift news. Last night, the Chicago Bears, we saw the Justin Fields. We needed to see the reason why the Bears drafted them. And the Commanders, everyone thought, oh, they should have been 3-1. They're 2-2, hit back into reality. And join us all the way from upstate New York, who went to the NBA media spotlights, Ryan Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Dandago, it's good to be here. Crazy time in sports with NFL and NCAA football in full swing. MLB playoffs, NHL, NBA season is right on the forefront, so a lot happening in the world of sports. But yes, last night the Bears broke a 14-game losing streak. Get their first win, you know, in a long time. Yes, Justin Fields looked great, and he was pretty special. You know, last week, so they played against the Broncos, and he was really good for three quarters. I know. He wasn't ever even bad. It was just the defense kind of collapsed on him, and let the Broncos back in the game. So it's really back-to-back really great performances by Justin Fields.
And also on a special night, because obviously it was a bittersweet day, the loss of Dick Butkus, former Bears coach and player, and they commemorated him at the Commander Stadium. But it was a win for Butkus itself.
Yeah, he was smiling down on that performance by the Bears last night for sure. And then tonight, we'll see if he gets celebrated at his school in Illinois, where he played many years ago.
Yeah, quite a bittersweet night. That's like probably the best word. Justin Fields had a great performance. DJ Moore connected 8 times. Fields and Moore connected 8 times, Ryan, for 230 yards and 3 touchdowns to give the embattled Bears for the first win of the season. Fields threw for 282 yards and ran for 57 yards, including a rush for a first down late in the third quarter after tipping the ball to himself following a high snap. So where was this Justin Fields this last year and a half? These last 2 years. Why last night, Ryan?
Well, first, I don't think the Commanders are necessarily a great team. But,
don't tell Allen.
Well, shoot. Neither are my Broncos, so it's here nor there. But I think you keep on seeing these glimpses of it. But yeah, last night he was great. And DJ Moore, a player that they got from the Panthers for, giving up their first pick in the draft. So, that trade's looking very good, if they can get that type of production. Justin Fields just needs to consistently do that for 4 quarters every game. You see glimpses of it here and there. He's a super athlete with a big arm. Just consistency is always the key. A lot of that just the overall talent around the team isn't always the greatest.
By the way, last night, Chase Claypool did not play, the team announced before, but kind of breaking news, probably 40 minutes, the Miami Dolphins are trading for Chase Claypool. Unbelievable. Yeah. What are your thoughts over that trade?
I mean, super talented, never reaches potential, kind of an off-field distraction. So we'll see if we can put it all together in Miami. Add another crazy weapon to that receiving core. So it's a gamble for Miami, but if it works out, it's just more talent for that team.
It won't help out the Giants' cause, won't it?
No.
Let's go back to the Commanders, who lost a third consecutive game, this time struggling with missed tackles and blown coverage on defense, while again leading to force a turnover. Even Magic Johnson referenced it yesterday on a tweet. He's not that very critical on his Twitter, at least, but what's going on with the Commanders? New ownership. Ron Rivera says, hey, blame it on me. But what's going on with this Washington team? Hey, maybe they might go for a new coach at the end of the season. What are your thoughts?
Well, they're kind of taking a chance, seeing what they got in Sam Howell. This is a guy that drafted in the fifth round, so I don't think the message drafting a guy to be super solid, So, well, you kind of got to see what they got. They got a lot, pretty much a good amount of talent on both sides of the ball. But they beat a real, pretty bad Cardinals team first week. Then they came like a huge comeback against the Broncos. They just got a lot of false gold there at the beginning of the season, I think we talked about it last time we talked, after the second week. There's a lot of, hope and false hope, after the first couple weeks of the NFL season. So I think we might have seen a lot of false hope there for the Commanders, But, they got new ownership, Magic Johnson, Josh Harris ownership, they want to be winners, they're kind of winners, they're the same group that, kind of turned around the Dodgers organization, so kind of hoping to do that same thing in, Washington.
We'll see. Washington Commanders need a turnaround. They did sell out the first week. There are 2-2. They're still in the running. They're right above the Giants, so I will put my money with the Commanders over the Giants this season so far. Ryan Krista, are you ready to predict week 5 of the NFL?
Sure. Stat of the week, though, Santiago.
What was that, Ryan?
Here's an interesting stat. We're talking about the Giants, so we'll add a little bit into the Jets. So the Jets and Giants both have one win, and they're both walk-off wins. Interesting fact is neither the Jets or the Giants have had an offense to play this year while winning.
That's right. Good point. That's not a good stat either.
Not a good stat for you, New York football, but.
All right, Ryan, let's go to London. Not sure if you've been there, but Jacksonville's been there for almost 2 weeks. Buffalo is flying in there. They have a great momentum coming in, beating Miami. They thought they couldn't. Bills are looking good. Jaguars beat Atlanta last week, so they're getting some momentum coming in. What's going to happen in London at 9:30 a.m.? I don't think Toy Story will be there either.
Is your favorite team that's been there for a long time, but are they just, or the Jaguars is ready to be done and they're, ready to be home and not eat, fish and chips for the 9th straight day. Like you said, the Bills are red hot, 3 wins, and not just 3 wins, 3, decisive wins, not close. They're on a, their offense is on a torrid pace, defense is playing well. So I'm going to, say they, clean up here in London, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which, fun fact, though, that is a stadium that the Bills are trying to design their own stadium to kind of look a lot like. So,
with the two Buffaloes.
They'll have
that stadium
to look like.
In the front.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Ryan picks Buffalo. No doubts there. The Saints at the Patriots. Patriots lost against the Cowboys. Ugly 30-3. Don't blame Mac Jones. And the Saints also lost against the Bucks 26-9. Derek Carr did play. This game is a much win for both teams, but more for New England. Who do you got in Gillette?
Yeah. I thought a lot about this game. I don't know where I can think of reasons why both. I think both teams are average teams at best. But I think, I think the Patriots can't really fall behind too much in the AFC East, with the Dolphins and Bills. I think there's a lot of, they got to win now. Saints, I think they're playing in a much weaker division, so every game isn't as critical for them.
They got some wiggle room.
I can say desire.
Yeah, they got some more wiggle room. I think the Patriots need this loss. I'm going to go with them.
Titans 2-2, who beat the Browns last week, going up against Anthony Richardson, the Colts, who are 2-2, which they're not supposed to be like that. They beat the Bengals by a lot, 27-3. No, actually, the Titans beat the Bengals 27-3 with King Henry. Yeah. The Colts lost last week against the Rams 29-3. They're both 2-2. All the AFC South is 2-2. Who will break this tie?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think the Colts, they lost in overtime, 29-23.
Oh, poor baby, but still lost.
Yeah, but so they won against the Ravens in overtime last week, and that, or 2 weeks ago, and then they lost in overtime this week. But the Colts are a nice surprise, you know, and they soon will be getting their running back, Taylor, back. He studied them to just finish out the year here.
JT baby, there was no issue, he said. There's nothing issued. There's no issues with the Colts.
Yeah, that's baloney, but that's okay. That's here nor there. Yeah, this is a big game. I just kind of like this Colts team. I think they're gritty. You know, they're developing. Titans just never wow me. Even though after this performance, I think there's more of an issue with the Bengals in there. Is how good the Titans are. So I'm gonna go with the Colts winning this game.
The Colts win it. That'll be a massive win for the AFC South. People are asking me, should they start Jonathan Taylor or Zach Moss? Ryan, what would you tell them?
Play them both. It doesn't matter. It's equal carries.
Fantasy. Equal opportunity. The Ravens got back in their schism with beating the Browns 28-3 with no Deshaun Watson, so anyone can beat them with no Deshaun Watson. Steelers had a bad game a week ago versus the Texans, and Mike Tomlin says there needs to be changes. What's going to happen in Pittsburgh? Baltimore's 3-1. Pittsburgh 2-2. Only number, they're only in second place in the AFC North. What's going to happen in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, this is a big game. You know, Steelers can really flip the momentum of this division if they can get a win, or they can really propel the Ravens to really start to take an early control of this division. They can get this victory. So it's a big game. I really, to me, this all depends on the health of Kenny Pickett. I think he's going to play, but how healthy is he? Ravens, while winning, I don't think they've been overly impressive. I mean, they were, you know, good last week, but I don't think they have. Lamar Jackson hasn't hit that stride yet that I think he's got the possibility to. And I think this
And OBJ might be starting.
Yeah, you know, he's been in. There's a lot. I feel like the Ravens, they're winning and they haven't even played their best, which is kind of scary.
They haven't stretched their legs completely.
No.
Anyways, Ryan has Baltimore winning in Pittsburgh, which has been done before. So nothing new there. Panthers, the only losing team record, 0-4. They lost last week against Kirk Cousins and Minnesota in Carolina with poor rookie Bryce Young. Poor guy. Lions are also hot. They're going to Detroit. They beat their division rival, the Packers in Green Bay last week. David Montgomery had an impressive game. Will this be Carolina's first win, or will Lions take control of the NFC North?
Oh, well, this is a no-brainer for me. The Lions are really good, I feel like. I mean, they're
That's
really
an understatement.
You know what? Yeah, they had one kind of iffy game against the Seahawks. They lost in overtime. But other than that, they've been dynamite this year, you know. You know, from the beginning, you know, around the opening week going to Kansas City and getting a big victory. So I really, you know, I think the Panthers are okay. They're not tanking for a new quarterback. They just drafted one. But I feel like they're okay. They're losing quickly. They kind of build their franchise around Bryce Young.
We'll see what Adam Thielen does for Bryce Young. Let's go to the AFC South. Texans are a bit hot. C.J. Stroud, Ryan, is averaging over 300 yards per game. They beat the Steelers last week, by the way. Hopkins just came back from London. They might have some jet lag. Houston Texans at Atlanta. They're both 2-2. What's going to happen in that beautiful stadium in Atlanta?
Yeah. I think, you know, 2 weeks ago I talked about false hope with a couple of teams. I false hope with the Falcons. I don't think they're a very good team right now. they're kind of, you know, they just have another team. I think they're developing identity. They got their running back, Bijan Robinson. I don't know if Desmond Ritter is their future quarterback. So, again, this is not a guy they put a high draft pick. So if he works out now, then it's all right. But they can go in a different direction next year. But, you know, in regards to this game, you know, I do think the Texans did pick the right quarterback. And maybe the Panthers picked the wrong quarterback. They should have gone through this shot of a Bryce Young. Time will tell, I know. They see their shots and money. I think the organization is going in the right direction. You know, I don't know how many wins they'll end up getting this year. But I think that AFC South is a good division to me because I don't think there's no overwhelmingly great team. I think the Jaguars aren't as good as we thought. So there'll be wins they have for the Texans this year for sure. But so this is a game I feel like out of division that you can definitely win. I'm going to go to the Texans game this victory.
Are you a believer in DeMeco Ryans? Coach,
I am a big believer. I wish Denver would have hired him.
Which he chose Houston over Denver.
Yeah, because I feel like if you want to go to a franchise and start fresh and, you know, build your own identity, you go, you draft a quarterback, and he's building an identity in it. No surprise how much success they've had for sure.
Who doesn't have an identity is the New York Giants, lost last week as Geno Smith and Seahawks. So this Seahawks team has won in Detroit and New York.
Daniel Jones was just sacked again.
Daniel Jones with a terrible O-line. The Dolphins are coming off a loss against the Bills, a justifiable loss. It's divisional in Buffalo. It's tough to win in September over there for some reason. But will the Dolphins come back, maybe score 80 points? Because Wink Martindale is having nightmares over the Dolphins offense. He's calling them the best thing. He's the best offense from turf for the Rams back in 2001. What's going to happen in Miami at 1 o'clock? It's going to be pretty hot. Ryan Krista.
Yeah, I think this has got a redemption game for the Dolphins. You know, get right. It's hard to believe the Giants won 10 games last year after watching how the season started this year, for sure. So we'll see what happens, but I have no reason why the Dolphins don't win this game by a lot.
80 points or maybe under 70?
I said by at least 3 touchdowns.
3 touchdowns, okay. And it was the greatest show on turf back in 1999, 2000, 2001 with Isaac Bruce.
It does remind me when they're clicking, and that's what Buffalo is able, you know, first two drives, you know, they went right down the field last week, the Dolphins. But, you know, the Bills made a lot of adjustments, and we'll see if other teams, you know, follow through with those type of adjustments. But until there's that multiple weeks, from, you know, it's hard to pick against the Dolphins, especially when you're talking about, and I don't think the Giants can score enough points to keep up with the Dolphins. So.
And do you call the Dolphins running back Chain or Chan?
H-Chan. Isn't it H-Chan?
I don't know. I have to go review my notes again. The Bengals are 1-3. They have slow starts, but they're going to win the Super Bowl. Lost against the Titans last week. Arizona, who beat the Cowboys, they lost against the 49ers in their divisional game last week. Cincinnati visits Arizona in Glendale. This young coach might be up to something. Can he beat Cincinnati, or would Joe Burrow win and be 2-3 with Joe, you know, and just come back and go on the streak from now on?
Yeah, this is a big game for the Bengals, Santiago. They can't keep on losing. And when they lose, they're not looking good. Like, obviously Joe Burrow's hurt for sure. You know, at this point, you know, if they don't win this game, you know, it might be just time to sit Joe Burrow down and, you know, punt on the season. I don't know, but, you know, because you don't want him to rupture, you know, in a significant injury where he's going to miss a long term, you know, because.
This reminds me a lot of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, exactly. You know, coming back and forcing it, you know, you're going to pop that Achilles, and that's a long, painful recovery.
Unless they do the experimental, they're doing it on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there's different ways of doing it, of combat it. You know, I think, you know, resting, you know, doing a minor procedure. I don't know, Santiago. I've been hemming and hawing, you know, what. This team has got a lot of talent. Not just, you know, 2 games this season without scoring a touchdown is really unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Right. So you got Arizona winning or you got Cincinnati winning?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati winning this game. I think if this is going to win, they're going to win this game.
I'm going to say Arizona. Jonathan Gannon is a smart coach.
He's something.
The Eagles beat the Commanders in overtime. Some say Philadelphia is winning ugly, but they're 4-0. The Rams beat the Colts 29-23 last week. Possibly Cooper Kupp might be playing. Maybe less of Puka. Kyren Williams doing he's having a fantastic season so far. What's going to happen at that beautiful stadium at SoFi?
Rams, Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua. I mean, remember
Puka Nacua, Pikachu.
Yeah, I remember watching him play last year against Liberty, thinking this guy is not a bad player. Didn't expect to see him come and bursting on the scenes,
what
the
college
NFL he has.
So. Which college did Puka go to?
BYU.
Okay, go on. Please continue.
There we go. So, with that being said, I think the Eagles win this game. They go to 5-0. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring kind of, back-and-forth, game. But I think the Eagles do end up winning.
And will we see the push play again?
It's third and short, of course. It hasn't been stopped yet, so why not? Stopped.
Other teams have tried it. They've gotten a lot of injuries.
No rule against it, so why not?
It's totally legal. Why not? This Sunday, the Nathaniel Hackett game. The Jets 1-3 at Denver 1-3. Broncos had their first win versus the Bears last week. You should have saw Russell Wilson crying after that win. Jets are relying on Zach Wilson, and which they only lost by 3 points this past weekend in front of Taylor Swift versus the Chiefs. Maybe should we call the Kansas City Swifts? What's going to happen in Denver? Will Nathaniel Hackett have his revenge over the Broncos? Say, hey, we're better than the Jets.
This game's got a lot of storylines for 1-3 game, I remember, midway through the third quarter, Bears go 28-7 on the Broncos, thinking this is the season, and they quickly turned around, wound up winning the game. So you got your season back, but you got to kind of solidify that you're going to be back, in the race for in the AFC, by winning, being the Jets. This is a game, who's going to stay in the race and who's going to exit the race, basically, between the Jets and Broncos. And then you got the Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett back and forth. So I'm sure he'll be motivated, to put on a good show for the Jets this week. So, I'm going to go with my heart and say the Broncos win.
The Broncos win it. Will Aaron Rodgers be in Denver this weekend?
I don't know. I think he stays in New York just because of the rehab.
I hope so. I don't want to walk around the whole stadium. The Kansas City Swifts at the Minnesota Vikings. Kansas City is 3-1. Minnesota is 1-3. Minnesota had their first win last week against the Panthers, so they're just getting one step forward. The Chiefs are winning by 3 points sometimes. What's going to happen in Minnesota at the Viking ship? This is a tricky one.
My heart wants to go with the Vikings. I never want to cheer for the Chiefs. But the Vikings, again, are just ridiculously hard to predict. And I think the Chiefs, while they won, aren't very happy with the way they played on Sunday night against the Jets. So I think they come out and get the victory.
Minnesota.
No, I'm going to say the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Okay, there you go.
I want to pick them.
And will Taylor Swift be in Minnesota this weekend for some reason?
I have no idea.
And you don't care.
I just make a difference to me.
All right. Dallas Cowboys at San Francisco 49ers, a repeat of last year's playoff game. Dak has nightmares over this game last week in the playoffs. Last year in the playoffs, San Francisco's 4-0. No one's talking about them. Everyone's talking about the Eagles. What's going to happen this weekend? Jerry Jones says that Dak Prescott is the greatest quarterback ever in Cowboys history. what's going to happen in Sunday Night Football in Levi Stadium.
Yeah, this is a great Sunday Night Football game. You know, fun game. Excited to watch this because I think you got two really good teams playing against each other. I think the 49ers stay undefeated, but I think it's a really fun back and forth matchup. Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, you know, CeeDee Lamb, you know, Deebo Samuels. You got a lot of playmakers on the field for both sides of the ball. I just think the 49ers defense is just a little bit better than the Cowboys, and I think they're going to make enough plays to win the game.
There have it. San Francisco goes 5-0. Brock Purdy hasn't gotten paid yet, but he's definitely proven it right now. He's playing for a contract. If you believe or
yeah,
not.
I mean, the 49ers are going to delay this process. You know, they're taking advantage of me. They'll pay a lot of other people while they're starting quarterbacks making a minimum wage here.
CMC, highest paid defensive, running back, highest paid defensive end is Nick Bosa. I don't think Deebo Samuel is one of the highest paid receivers, right? Or
yeah, no, he would love a contract extension. They got some decisions to make. We'll see how they proceed here, but that's not going to really affect this year. You know, everybody's set, you know, ready to go.
And you know, they might be. We're not both invited to that meeting either.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, poll question of the day: what is your favorite type of coach from these sports? American football, basketball, baseball, or soccer?
My favorite type of coach?
Yes.
Football coach.
American football coach. You know, with football coaches, you have a lot of coaches surrounded around you. So there's a lot of decision making, but you know, yes, I know the head coach gets blamed, but he does have a lot of advice around him.
Yeah, it's different. You know, a head football coach, there's a difference. In the NFL, you probably have more impact on what goes on in the game. But a lot of times, a college football coach, you remember, you're a CEO of an organization that might have 100 employees. You know, some of these schools now, you're really just managing. You know, you got coaches that coach, you know, who's going to make play calls, and then you got then you yourself, you know, you're managing the whole organization as a whole. So you this is a different type, but in general, you know, it takes a different type of person to be a football coach over the other position, other type of sports.
And Ryan has done a lot of coaching for a couple of coaches. I know, especially for a couple of sports. I know basketball is your main one, but it's definitely one has their has their delay. I mean, NBA, those coaches have a lot. There's about 4 or 5 assistants or something. It feels like it's grown.
Yeah, I mean,
the bench.
There's a lot of different jobs that are on the bench and scouting. Every professional team's got a lot, you know. So I mean,
they all serve their purpose. There's a lot of moving wheels.
Yeah.
MLB postseason this weekend. I know Ryan will be eyeing a little bit on it. Who do you got between the Twins and the Astros? Who will win that series?
I think the Astros. I think the Twins are a nice story. They've, you know, been in the playoffs a lot, and they had an 18-game losing streak before they won Game 1 in the wild card, and they had won a series in 9 years. So yeah, it was a good story, but I think the Astros are the real deal here.
Sounds like the Braves, Twins. I mean, not the Braves, the Chicago Bears. Rangers at the Orioles. Orioles is the second best
the
record.
Yeah.
Who do you got in that series? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I got to watch both of these teams firsthand this year. Orioles are just a great organization right now. Their whole core team is young. And then they have the best, and then their minor league teams are great too. You know, the Norfolk Tides won the AAA World Series here this year, so there's a lot coming in down the pipeline too. So they're gonna be forced to be reckoned with this year and going forward.
No upset yet from Ryan. Camden Yards, Arizona Diamondbacks at the LA Dodgers. Crenshaw.
Yeah, hopefully Madge and Josh Harris, if they're not happy about the Commanders, at least maybe they'll be happy about the Dodgers' victory in the playoffs this round.
There's an upside. So you got LA for that one.
Yes.
Philadelphia Phillies, who beat my Miami Marlins, going up against Atlanta, the unstoppable Atlanta Braves. What's going to happen in that series?
Yeah, I think we got a crash course. You know, a Braves and Orioles in the World Series. I think that'd be a fun matchup. Two teams that can really flat out play great baseball. Dodgers might have a say in that nationally too. But I definitely think the Braves get a little reduction on the Phillies this year.
No upset. But if you had to pick a series that was an upset, I would pick the Twins. But
yeah, I mean, it's baseball. It's hard to tell who gets hot at the right time.
It's true. It's interesting. I had had a conversation with Zach Rebenkoff, and he said, yeah, man, back in the day in the playoffs, you would play like two games and all that. But anyways, Ryan, Krista, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Broncos winning this weekend?
Mad Dog Report on Twitter. Yeah. Shout out, you know, our Liberty Flames are 5-0 after a victory last night. Quick turnaround Tuesday night in against Jacksonville State, coached by former Michigan Wolverines and West Virginia Mountaineers coach Rich Rodriguez. So, huge game in the Conference USA next Tuesday night. We'll kind of see who's, you know, the front runner to make it to the conference championship game.
I have not told you this, but I went to the Liberty versus FIU game two weekends ago. It was a blast. And I realized, I believe we had a conversation about this earlier this year. I realized Liberty is in the same conference as FIU. And when I was there, they said, Liberty's going to come every other year. So I'm like, crap, this is great. I've been to two Liberty games in the past year, Ryan. Can you believe that?
Yeah, maybe they'll be back down there for the Boca Raton Bowl again. We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. And also the basketball team will also come down.
Yes, I'm playing FAU this year, I think, for multiple games, actually.
Yes, in November. Someone at the tailgate told me that. Yeah, come November 30th, they're coming down to FAU. And I hope they have a tailgate before. I mean, does basketball do tailgates? I don't think so.
I don't know, but, it's just just talking a little college basketball here before we're done. But, you know, so a lot of these mid-major programs are having a ridiculously hard time finding games. So basically, and this is all done by, like, people in high-up positions and TV and whatever. You know, they put together these tournaments or these games. It's not really a tournament. So basically, I think it's a three-year commitment by FAU, College of Charleston, I want to say one other team, but basically they're going to be a round robin of games going on at each site each year. So like next year, I think it's hosted by Liberty. But anyways, these four teams are going to agree to play each other, you know, these round robin games. So
they have it round robin in college basketball. You could,
I mean, just FAU and I'd have to look at this guy, though, but yeah. It's too basketball much
has more games than football.
I haven't fully put on my college basketball hat on yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram.
All right.
We'll be live tweeting this weekend, a lot going on. Georgia's first ranked team they're going up against. And Ryan, we didn't have time for James Harden, but maybe next time.